Today on the podcast, we're talking about Luma AI and how they just released Dream Machine 1.6, which is a AI video generator, but now you can do camera motions. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that camera motions are very crucial to making an engaging video and also just making it look a little more realistic, a little more cinematic. But before we dive into that, Jaden, tell them about our school community and what's going on over there.
Yeah, so if you're interested in this episode, chances are, I mean, this is all about AI and video and some really interesting things. There's a chance that you might be interested in starting your own podcast. I personally believe this is one of the number one ways that you can grow your personal brand around podcasting. And I usually have a course that's like $300 that can teach you everything about podcasting. But today, Jamie and I recorded some exclusive content over on our school community that explains some of the best tidbits of growing a podcast that are in my course, just offering over on the school community that you can get exclusively. And my number one tip for growing a podcast. So I think this is something that everyone should do if you're interested in starting a podcast, making money from it, ways to monetize it, and how you actually grow it. We recorded a very in-depth video over on our school community. It's $25 a month. We're going to raise the price of this maybe up to $100 eventually, but right now it's $25, so you can lock in that price and it won't be raised on you if you go get it now. The link is in the description to the school community. So the thing that I think is also super amazing about this Luma AI thing, this is what people are not talking about. So they're like, oh, cool. Like, it generates videos and it can pan right. And so pretty much the thing, it's like move right, move left, move up, move down, push in, pull out. Those are like some of the motions that it has. I think it's got crane down, crane up, orbit right, orbit left, pan. Yeah, so it's got a bunch of really interesting things, right? This makes your video way more engaging, like you mentioned, Jamie. But the thing that I think not a lot of people are talking about that's so fascinating to me is these AI video models. They're beyond just training on some like videos and trying to figure them out. It's honestly like a physics model. It's like you need to... I wouldn't be surprised, and there's a lot of speculation that some of these video models aren't just trained off of like footage, but they're the good ones are trained off of like 3D environments. So things that you could get, there's like a bunch of 3D worlds that are created in kind of 3D graphics for video games or for VR, those kind of things. And those assets, people speculate, have been used to train these video models because it's not just about what the camera is seeing, but it's like what is around everything. And so is now we're getting all these new things where it's like move left, move right, move up, orbit around. Like the AI has to understand everything that's going on in the scene. And also like if it's a car, like what does this car look like in the 3D? Because that's where the camera is going to pan around to the front and side. And like what does everything look like from a 3D perspective? So that's why I think this is really, really impressive, because it's like, oh great, like it can kind of the video can pan. It's like, no. Now it literally can like understand physics, it can understand how things move, it can understand like the 3D environments. And that's what I'm really excited about, because as I think a couple of things are going to happen. Number one, all of us are going to have the ability with these video tools to be able to direct our own movies, to create full length movies. I think this is going to get embedded into Netflix and other things I've been talking about for ages. But I also think just for like creating a commercial for your business, you're not going to have to go on Fiverr and get something edited together, or go and hire like actors and people to like put together commercials, which I've done, by the way. I've paid thousands of dollars to get commercials done for like my app Self Pause, for example. And we had like, you know, we had people that were like playing different roles and like actors and like people like in the movie and like, you know, videographers and stuff like that. It's quite expensive. And it's also a huge ordeal, because like, they're like, okay, do you want me to get actors? Or are you going to supply people? And I'm like texting my friends. I'm like, hey, can you like show up for this like commercial I'm shooting and like do this like thing? And Jamie, I know you're the expert at this because you've been doing wedding photography and a lot of other videography for a long time. So I guess maybe speak to some of the value that people could see and like some of the use cases that people maybe use you for and what you think they'll use these tools for.
Yeah, I mean, so I think what a lot of people don't realize is when it comes to video production, the motion is what makes it look cinematic. So if you just have a camera on a tripod still, if you watch any show, any movie, the camera is never generally just sitting there still unless it's on purpose, like trying to be quirky. Usually the camera's moving. To have a smooth motion, you need thousands of dollars. You need very expensive gimbals, or if you're doing high production, you need like almost like train track dolly systems. Very expensive to do. And so basically this eliminates that entirely. On the article, it says really all you have to do is type in the word camera in your prompt, and then it pops up all the different motions. So if you maybe even don't know what motion you want to try something out, you can just type in camera and then click that. So you don't even have to know exactly what you're wanting. If you just know that I need to add some motion to this to make it more engaging, I can just click and do that. So I think that is super powerful. And as Jaden said, when you have a motion, it's not just panning around your subject, but you have all your horizons and everything that changes with it. So it's definitely has to be a pretty powerful model to pull that off. And I think, you know, I could see, you know, when Sora first came out, I haven't seen any updated tutorials or updated demos of Sora, but one thing I did notice is they had very quick motions, and it often, the zoom in was the more popular one. And the borders did kind of distort as it was moving. It was kind of looked dreamlike, which was cool, but I think moving forward, nailing down the realism is what's going to be most useful for people. And I think Luma AI is apparently getting pretty close to that. Did you see the clip that they uploaded, Jaden? Did you see the demo?
Yeah, no, I think that the demo clip is fascinating. Are you talking about the one where it's like a kid and it's like zooming in on him?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of them, but there's one in particular where, yeah, it's like this like spooky looking kid in front of like a house, and the camera's like zooming, like panning straight in to him and kind of the surroundings. And it looks really, really impressive. It there's just like, this is hands, you know, this is way better than just a clip of like a panda bear walking through the woods. And it's crazy, because like in actual movies, they spend they spend like millions of dollars in real movies, but like in just like indie stuff, you could spend like thousands and thousands of dollars on the gear to make that motion. Jamie, I'm sure, has seen a lot of it, but like you have like special sliders that you put your camera on so it slides across the scene, or you have special like, yeah, all sorts of these like special bits of gear that can help you make motion when you're doing stuff. And so, yeah, this is really fascinating. And people have been giving really positive reviews. I want to read a few, some reviews by Christopher Fryant. He's on X, but he was kind of talking about this. He's actually a filmmaker. And so, you know, he's got some interesting takes on it, but he said the new 1.6 model, which is what this is that we're talking about, appears to be fine tuned on specific phrases such as camera pushing, camera orbit left. This is super helpful, as there are typically many different ways to describe the same camera movement. Okay. He brings up a great point here, which is that, I think it's really interesting. You type in your prompt that it generates whatever you want it to generate. But then if you type in the word camera, it actually has a drop down menu of those like zoom in, zoom out, push, pan right, pan left. Like it has all those like things. So you know exactly what it's been fine tuned on, what it's capable of. I love that, instead of someone just being like, guys, I just discovered if you add pan left, camera pan left to like the prompt that the camera pans left, right? Like you don't have to like guess what it's capable of. They have an actual drop down menu of exactly what it's fine tuned on. So number one, I think that's amazing. And I think he appreciates that. He says, knowing which phrases are fine tuned saves a lot of time on guesswork. Additionally, the range and strength of the camera motion seems to have been increased quite a bit. The results show a definite increase in dynamic motion. And yeah, then it, you know, he shows some examples, but overall, I think this is really, really exciting. We're getting these camera capabilities are getting so much better. And it's going to make whatever you're building videos for, whether that's side hustles, whether that's ads for your business, like we all have to create video content one way or another for whatever we're working on. And I think that these advancements are really exciting.
Yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. And again, if you're interested in learning how to make money with AI, check out our school community. I do not believe you'll regret it. We post some really interesting things in there, whether you're a creator or not. It's definitely a place you want to be to network with other people in the industry as well. So we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.